Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Today's episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There is brought to you by Dow Vineyards. Yep. Dow knows that picking an everyday red wine can be tricky, and they make that easy with 2018 Dow Central Coast Pinot Noir. Backseaters can enjoy exclusive access and free shipping on orders of three or more bottles with promo code PASO at dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there. That is promo code PASO at dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there.
Well, Melissa, we're recording, and we're just going to have to deal with a buzz. There's a buzz in my ear, and I don't have Steven here to deal with it, because he has coronavirus.
No,
he is working. He is...
Really?
He is at a comedy club right now. I know. Isn't it weird when Steven gets booked? It is...
On a Friday night?
Are you that surprised?
He has to edit this.
Our first full Steven's not in at the beginning or the end. And within seconds, we are casting shade on Steven English. Steven English is hosting at the Grand Comedy Club in Escondido, which
has got closed.
Well, it's a small venue with former front seater Eric Knowles headlining.
Nice.
Hitting him with all the military jokes and the George W. Bush impersonations.
Hey, I saw him at a backyard like party.
What?
Yes.
I don't know this story.
Yes.
Oh, this is the story where you almost got our daughter killed. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly. You're giving me a mean face.
I know you're new to this, but that was me setting you up to tell this story.
Okay. I just felt so much judgment.
Yeah, it's all right. Hi, Gloria. Hold on before you tell that story. Gloria's in the room. Gloria? How can I help you? Okay, so real quick, normally in an official episode, we would just like edit all this out, but we're not going to. This is the time of the night where Gloria is our last child to fall asleep, which is every night. Gloria goes to bed last, and that's fine. And we do what is called sack of spuds or sack of potatoes, where I put her on my shoulder and I carry her into bed, and then she tries to put her hands kind of in the doorways. And then I tickle her legs to get her, you know, into bed. This is our goodnight routine. And normally we would edit all this out, but I'm gonna leave Melissa all by herself.
Oh no!
And she's gonna tell the story of how one of our daughters.
I'm gonna ramble.
It's great. I bet this is gonna take like a minute, and I bet by the time I come back, you've barely even set up the beginning.
And I'm like, okay. So
the floor is yours, Melissa Nickerson.
Oh, the pressure. Okay. So, a couple years ago, our friends were having a party. They do so far so good. It's called Ashtober because it's an October party, and their last name is Ash. And our middle child was, she was young, maybe five. I don't know. She needed to use the bathroom, and they had turned part of their backyard into a parking lot. Because they have a really big yard, and they had also had some porta potties in the parking lot. So I asked, we all knew each other from a preschool co-op kind of thing. So I asked a mom to watch our two-year-old, Claire, while I helped Gloria use the porta potty in the parking lot. And because I just didn't want her in the parking lot with me, and porta potty is confusing and tight. And so anyways, when we came out of the porta potty, we couldn't find Claire, and she was in the parking lot, and it was nighttime, and I went back to my friend and I was like, where's Claire? And she was like, oh my gosh, I forgot. And I had to go run through the parking lot and find Claire.
I did get back at the best part of this story.
So I ran to the parking lot because that's what you do. You check the worst spot first, and she was fine, but she was in it. So, yeah, that's what happens sometimes when you take
all of this story?
Three kids to Ashtober.
It's hard to decide on this story who the real villain is. Or not even villain. Like, one is like, hey, where's hubby? I assume I was working.
Yeah, you were.
Though I would love to get out of any party in general. Three, whoever you handed the kid off to. It almost feels worse to lose somebody else's kid than your own, you know? Like, it's like if I lost my luggage.
Yeah, like you're going to watch them closer.
Or if I asked somebody watch my luggage for me and then they lost it. Like, this is, that was the old SNL skit. Then I just flat out lost him. Will Ferrell played, you're not going to understand that reference. But anyways, all of our children are alive. And currently, our family is alive, but we are quarantined. And so this is, we're not officially quarantined, but this is episode one of what we are calling the Corona Chronicles, which is Melissa and myself just meandering, taking questions from you guys, and just giving updates of where we are at as a family in San Diego and dealing with everything that you're all dealing with, too. This isn't unique to us. Our hope is that we're going to release some extra episodes to give you guys some stuff to listen to, maybe some folks to sympathize and empathize and connect with and entertain you and distract you and give you another point of view. And also, a lot of this is I am very bored. I have become insufferable around the house. I'm prone to pretty big mood swings. I've been getting emails that essentially say I don't have a job now.
Right.
Which is less than ideal.
Yeah, all that planning and prep and scheduling and all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my normal reaction, like if I were on the road, if I were to get that email, I would just scream the F word. Like in my car, literally the phrase, the F word, you know, because I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I said the F word, you know, I don't want to offend God, especially right now that we're all being punished. I don't know what's happening. Once in our lives, I bet we would have gone to churches that would have told us that's what's happening. I bet there's some churches out there that are saying that this is God's wrath on the gays or something, you know, like this. That wouldn't, if I saw that story, I would be like, I wouldn't be like, well, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, all right, someone's still doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I digress. So our hope is to do this every day this upcoming week, release 5 episodes for 5 days. And if you guys like it, I think we'll keep it up because I got nothing else to do. I've been making a lot of tweets, a lot of memes, a lot of jokes, a couple videos.
I just in the works.
Getting money for none of it, but hoping to pick up some fans. As of right now, if you've bought tickets to any of my upcoming shows, those are all still happening. Fingers crossed, or knock on wood, or prayer to the Lord, whatever your various thing is. I've had a lot of work canceled. A lot of work canceled, but none of it was headlining work. It was kind of private gigs and conferences.
You were the headliner, but...
Yeah, but they weren't events. And I've had smaller shows, too, at clubs. You know, I was supposed to be doing 3 shows in L.A. tomorrow. All 3 of them got canceled.
You were supposed to be in Sioux Falls.
I was supposed to be in Sioux Falls.
I don't know how to say that.
Yeah, no. My week this week was I was supposed to leave yesterday for pretty much an all-day travel day to Sioux Falls. And I woke up seeing that was canceled. I was supposed to be in Sioux Falls for 2 nights, and then I was supposed to come here, drive to LA to do 3 shows in LA. All 3 of those got canceled, including the Hollywood Improv just closing, you know. And then home for a day, and then I was supposed to be in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday, and that got canceled. And then I was supposed to be in LA on Wednesday doing a thing with Kev on stage, which I think is still happening. I don't know. I have no idea. And then I was supposed to leave Thursday for Seattle with Joel at a conference in Kirkland, Washington. Right. No real big surprise that that one got shut down.
Yeah.
That one I think we definitely saw coming.
That was a no.
Yeah. And then I was supposed to go home and fly to Atlanta and do a show in Cartersville, Georgia. And that all got canceled. And county.
So quick.
All of this happened within 24 hours. Yeah. This is the second time I've had a giant spring thing get canceled on me.
Spring 2020.
Spring 2020 has been two promises that just did not come to fruition. Two things that were on the books. It's
gonna
been
be
a,
so big.
What are the lessons here, Melissa Nickerson? You're lovely and wise. What are we?
Ooh.
What was I messed up the phrase yesterday? Don't count your
eggs. You said don't count your chickens.
Don't count your chickens.
You were like, you know, but you know, don't count your chickens.
Yeah. Which technically
eggs until they hatch.
That's the phrase.
Yeah.
I think the phrase is something like, don't count the birds in your hand until the chickens hatch. Or that the rooster has come. What's that one?
The roost?
Isn't there one where they come to do something? The rooster has come to harp? No.
I can't.
It's something to do with reckoning. It's something to do with...
The rooster rules the roost. A little tongue twister.
I think it's something about don't count your chicken littles before
run, chicken,
they
run?
Hatch that the sky is following. Run, Chicken, Run, starring Mel Gibson. Anti-Semites. So we're here. So this is what we're doing. Just a couple updates where we're at personally. I mean, we have a lot of family and friends up in the Seattle area who have certainly been hit harder than this. My mom works for a grocery store. It's chaos is what she was. She didn't even text me. She just commented on one of my Instagram.
She just replied to me at 4 a.m.
Yeah, you and my mom. Well, she works. Yeah.
She checked in on us, which was sweet.
That was very nice.
And then she replied back at 4 a.m. last night.
You know, up until today, I felt like San Diego had hardly been hit. I mean, for goodness sakes, the Airbnb next door, there's people there right now.
Yeah, they're having a party.
They're going hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like an end of the world party for them. Maybe they're quarantined. Maybe they
could be like a wedding party.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Spring.
Friday the 13th is the day that we're doing this. I mean, it's
maybe tomorrow.
It's the day to. Huh? I bet you could get a good deal on a wedding. All that stuff about like you could like fly to Hawaii for like $100 right now.
Well, but you can't have 250 people. It has to be a small wedding.
That's true. I'm just saying. Yeah. What would you think
if
I said to you like, hey, I have a bunch of Delta miles, and we could find somewhere to stay for free. Do you want to go to Hawaii for all this? What would you say?
I don't know.
Yeah. You killer podcast guest. I can't wait.
Oh, I literally thought, well,
I can't wait to ask you all of these questions.
I know.
I put this out to the fans in the backseaters
so
and said,
sorry,
ask our questions.
Everyone.
This is an easy one. I asked you about a trip to Hawaii.
Sorry, everyone. I was like, well, we're pretty backlogged on laundry. I don't want to pack for that.
Yeah, my first thought is, you know, we went out to Kauai and it was like all paid for, which was nice because it was a gig. I mean, it was working. And I was like, man, it's pretty expensive out here.
Oh, you look at the menus, you're like, okay, so like everything's $20.
Yeah, and I guess if it's the end of the world, an island is probably the last place you want to be, right? They're going to get the least of the resources.
Yeah.
You know, once it runs out there.
They have like a finite amount.
You better learn to fish. Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Though
that's when Steven would do like a pithy kind of response, or he would do like a voice.
There's no way I could be Steven.
Listen, as a podcast guest or co-host, like, you're right. In every other way, I prefer you. I prefer that your hair is not falling out. That's nice. See, we don't need to take shots at Steven like this. Steven lost his mind on a heckler on Thursday. It was hilarious. He said things that we were...
your last show of 2020.
Yeah, he said...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I hope not. He said things to a heckler that we could not say on this podcast. If he were to say those things on this podcast, he would have to bleep them out.
And he is so cheerful and friendly on here.
Yeah, it was really...
And in person.
It was really fun to watch. And then I made fun of him when I dealt with the hecklers. I apologize.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
I apologize to the crowd for his foul language and reminded them that this was a Christian show, which it wasn't.
And he was dying in the back, so that's good.
Yeah.
You made up for, you know.
We all had a laugh. And then I told them that they did deserve to hear it. So
that was Thursday?
So, yes.
It was
a lifetime ago. It was Wednesday, but yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. Alyssa Limparis, former front seater, tweeted today, "It's crazy how Monday was 4 years ago," which is exactly how I feel. So right now, let's talk about kind of what we're doing, and then we'll get into some of the questions. So we have, as of yesterday, we've been monitoring the whole thing. But, you know, today's Friday the 13th, the evening of Friday the 13th, and we've just kind of been watching the news and wondering how it was going to affect my work. And so far, nothing had kind of been canceled. And then, boom, everything hit. We just kind of, I feel like, I don't know if this is peak panic or not, but it's certainly the highest peak that it's been so far. And everything's getting canceled. Tours are getting canceled. Gigs are getting canceled. It has a massive effect on the entertainment industry. Like a massive effect. Like if you don't have...
Like 99.9%.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything. People are getting screwed right now in our industry, because even if you are someone that has things on Spotify or SiriusXM or you sell merch or residuals, even if you have a podcast, like a big podcast, which I don't have, we have a little bit of mailbox money, a little bit through this, a little bit through these other things, you know, but you still make the majority of your money through touring, through live events. And so people are just going, what are we going to do right now? You know, that's one of those things that you just don't know. You know, if we weren't in the entertainment industry, if we weren't small business owners like we are, we would see this story. We would never think about people's livelihood being, I mean, canceled events.
Not this way. Yeah.
No sick leave. We don't have, you know, a lot of comedians don't even have insurance.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of my friends tweeting and sharing stories about how they can't even get coronavirus tests because they don't have insurance.
Which would be really scary.
So scary. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's all very scary. Meanwhile, my dad is in Vegas for some reason.
Right. Trying to watch some basketball games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So my dad went out to Vegas to go watch the Pac-12 tournament. He watched one game, which was the Huskies losing. Great. And then they found out the next day that everything's been canceled. And he kind of acted as like, can you get me home? And in my mind,
that was also Thursday morning, correct?
Yes. No, truth be told, he reached out to us Wednesday night and we ignored it. Remember, we're like, we're not going to deal with this right now.
We were just like, there's just no way.
It was a little late. And I believe I brought home some chocolate cake from Madhouse, which is that's the one that when I play Madhouse,
it's the worst, best thing in the world.
How's it the worst?
Well, because, you know, you're not trying to just like eat chocolate cake just to eat. I don't know, just like to have it around.
Right.
But I like, that's my favorite cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like chocolate cake.
You do really like chocolate cake.
And it's kind of like when you started first working there, you'd always bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pregnant with Claire and Carrie at Madhouse.
Yeah.
It's always so sweet. She just like packs it up and puts your name on it, even if you don't ask for it.
A lot of time, even on the to-go one, they even put the drizzle in the box.
Yeah. Mm. They're so sweet.
They're very, very sweet. Yeah. And that show was terrible Wednesday.
And I'm usually like, oh, I don't need it this time. And then, like 30 minutes before you come home, I'm like...
Say like, I wouldn't mind.
I just like, maybe if it was here.
I think you always say like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
But And then,
I mean, you don't work Madhouse all that often.
No. And a lot of time I don't get paid to work it. So.
Yeah. So it's not like we're stealing from them.
No, we're not stealing from them at all. So that was my last show of 2020. And at least we got some chocolate cake out of all. And we got $60 cash that the IRS may or may not find out about long term. You know what, government? You got bigger problems to deal with right now than the $60 I may or may not have gotten paid on Wednesday by Madhouse Comedy Club.
LLC.
Yeah, exactly. We are changing the name of that. So, So Dad's in Vegas. Nothing had really happened, and we woke up to absolute chaos. And then
we had to go to a tax appointment.
Which actually was really nice going into it, because everything had been hellish for me that morning, and so I was able to tell you and our alpha, CPA, who's very good at his job but also wants to be funny around me.
He has a lot to prove.
Yes, I was able to tell him as we sat down, hey, I'm not really going to be paying a lot of attention during this. I have other things to do.
And he understood. Yeah.
Half of it was texting Zoltan.
Well, it's fine. I mean, it's nice to have you there.
Yeah. Last night, you went to bed early because you were very upset. And I think one of the last things that you said is we process things very differently.
Mm-hmm. I had to teach a fitness class this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you thought it was canceled for a second.
Oh, yeah.
You literally danced around the house. Oh, yeah.
All Thursday, all today, all I'm getting is emails about canceled stuff.
This is canceled. Yeah. Everything's canceled. Mm-hmm. We're all going to die. Coronavirus.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't teach a group exercise class. We pretty much, the San Diego Croc Center, we love it. Also, a lot of it's a senior center.
Yeah.
And
they love it too.
They love it so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you thought your class, so you sped read an email.
I quickly read the email probably 8 o'clock or something, maybe 7 on Thursday night. And I was dancing around the house. I was so excited not teach because I think just the weight of the day just like kept adding on my shoulders.
And you were like a grandma on Price is Right.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I have won the lottery.
Yeah, you were so thrilled.
I was so excited. And then for whatever reason, I went back and looked at it again.
Yeah.
And they had canceled the senior classes, not my class.
And you never emotionally recovered
for the rest of the night. I'm going to bed.
We fought for the rest of the night. For the rest of the night, we fought. You were dreadful to be around. Awful. Just so mean. And if I was like, hey, you're upset, you'd be like, why are you being mean? And I'm like, so actually last night we weren't doing a lot of processing. I stayed up last night.
No,
I read the UCSF article that came out saying, hey, this is going to hit 40 to 70% of Americans. Mm-hmm. Over 1 million people might die of this. Mm-hmm. Did you ever end up reading
that? I haven't read it.
Yeah.
No.
I'm giving you a recap right now. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And it was heavy. And I was like, okay, but this helped me get a grasp. I prayed. It was one of those, like, you know, you and I have talked a lot about over the years of just, like, you know, when you're in the motions of faith and those kind of things, sometimes they can feel like just like that, like motions, or sometimes the language can get old and you're like, oh gosh, I just,
you're, I don't, like, I don't like those words.
Yeah, I don't like hearing them anymore.
Order.
Yeah. I got ADD and you're an artist, and we're like, hey, give me fresh and new and different. But it really was a genuine on the knees, like, Lord have mercy, man. I just, you know, even the prayers we've kind of had with the kids recently, you're just like, hey, it'd be great if this stopped, Lord, and be with the healthcare workers and be with those that are suffering. And, you know, it's you're really just praying for it, because I was texting Taylor right before this, and you were talking about how scary it was. And that's what it is. It's just, you're completely out of your control. Mm-hmm. And as I talked with Taylor today, I talked with some of my agents today. It's all conjecture about when it's going to come and go, because somebody will say something optimistic and they're like, hey, it's already getting better in China, and then you'll point out, like, yeah, they also were doing more than we're doing about it, you know. So every time you get something good, like right before I read that UCSF study, it was saying University of California San Francisco, right before I read that, like, I was reading a thing like out of the University of Tennessee, they're like, oh, it looks like we might have a cure. You know, like, oh, that's great. And then also 1 million people might die. 1 million Americans might die.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was doing as you were sleeping peacefully. And then
I know. I think it's just all too much. And I knew I had to get up and do a really hard fitness class.
Yeah. And you got through, and there were some old people in there. One who was coughing.
Okay. So she wasn't coughing, but this was her first ever body pump class. And it was like, I don't know, it was just funny because the whole purpose of canceling the senior classes was basically to tell the seniors to stay home. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, I'm new. And she's like, my class got canceled. And,
right.
And so that was funny. She did great, though. Yeah, I was definitely distracted during the class. Like, I I got off a bit and I was just like, in my head, I was like, my mind is elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And it was a good workout and saw some people, but saying goodbye was super weird. Closing the class was like ominous.
Did you kind of know that everything was going to probably get canceled?
No. I mean, I got there kind of early because I took my mom to the airport and, you know, kind of chatted with the, all the staff.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Grandma was with us the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm gonna. You know, both my dad and your mom have been like super low key about this.
Oh, yeah.
And we were kind of even though demographic wise, they're more at risk.
68 and 62.
And that's what we 63? Said. Like, we were saying, like, old people are the most at risk and least worried about
this. That's like super old guy in front of us in the grocery store today. Just like, I guess something's going on.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. He was like, I don't know what all this is about. I was like, I mean, honestly,
it's like 85.
Yeah. I mean, and I understand too that, like, you know, like the internet breeds the nature of the internet. It's like, you know, it is a total echo chamber. Negativity makes headlines, and you know, it's not always an accurate depiction of what actually is happening. It's so hard to know what is actually happening. Like, for goodness sakes, nobody voted for Bernie on Twitter, or only people voted for Bernie and Warren, and look, Biden is winning, you know, like,
right.
It's not always accurate. It's just accurate
because Twitter is the small,
it's very pocket, small demographic, and so is Facebook, you know, and so, you know, it depends what articles you see that process up. And then when you just go, somebody who's maybe watched a couple things and maybe read the paper or maybe not. There were just some people in there who were like just at the grocery store. You said you haven't, because we went to Ralph's today to stock up. And you said you've only seen it like that, like the day before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And this is some random Friday in March or whatever month that is. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's how ominous. And then today, more personal dominoes fell, more professional ones did too. I had some gigs canceled and we're just like, gosh, when am I gonna get to work again? Like, I don't want to leave, I'm happy to be home, but you know, the income thing is scary. It is legitimately scary. Just a reminder that we do have a Patreon if you want to throw some money to the Nickersons that way. Well, we're not here to beg in that sense, but
well, you've always just, I mean, we've both worked a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is like the first time that it's like, well, you were going to leave yesterday. Why are you here?
But you know, you commented. So I went down to the gym and I went to work out and I was gone a while.
Man, was that Wednesday?
That was yesterday, right?
Gosh.
I think it was yesterday. Yeah, because.
Oh, yeah. Because I went worked on something. Yeah. I was working on something and you were at the gym.
Yeah. And I was gone a while.
Oh yeah. I got milk. Yeah.
Yeah. And you texted me, are you okay? Cause I was gone for a while and you assumed.
That was after the text appointment.
What did you say? I was like assuming that I was.
I joked.
That I was out looking over the ocean somewhere.
Yeah. When you got home, I said, I don't know, maybe you're just like yelling at the ocean and with the breeze in your hair or something. Yeah. And you said, you would have never done that, but I would have.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That would have been my default.
Whereas I kind of got to work. And that was the thing. I was like, that hit me. I was like, let's do these weekly things. Let's do these things. Pause. Gloria, I need you to get in your bed right now. My daughter is up. I've done sack of spuds. I need you to go to bed right now.
It is 10:07.
I know you don't have school for a month. Good night.
A couple nights ago, Gloria wrapped her hands in Band-Aids. And you know how Band-Aids
she look like Gambit. Good night, Gloria.
You know how Band-Aids, it's like all trash.
Yeah.
It's like four pieces
so
of trash.
So it's just all of
the
trash.
Band-Aid. Yeah, and she like left them all out on her bed.
Amazing.
Bedroom floor. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, tonight, today, we kind of got to work. We did this. You helped me shoot a video earlier that's going to go up tomorrow and we'll be up by the time this is done. And we just kind of got to work and you're like, okay, well, this is all we can do. And hopefully some of this turns into money and hopefully,
Somewhat more importantly than that, hopefully it distracts people. And I think, like, even posting today that we wanted to do these, people were like, yes, I want these so much. You know, they think they just want to, even if
it is sweet that folks, you know,
yeah,
want to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not,
I think they
want to
hear about it. And I also hear they want to hear about anything else, or people making, like, not light of it, but just making jokes that, hey, we're all in this together. So,
well, because it's so weird. I know that my friends in Seattle have been talking about it, like, what kind of post-apocalyptic world, you know, like, it's so weird to be in your house and to know that your neighbors are in their house.
Right.
And then, like, your neighbors across the street are in their house.
Yeah.
And we live on a busy street, so we don't, like, it's talk to all of our neighbors.
It's already been quieter, though. I've noticed the street has been busy.
One might.
It's been less busy, yeah.
So it's just like, oh my gosh, we're all home.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody's home in their houses. We have old neighbors to one side of us.
Yeah.
We have fluctuating neighbors to
Dawn,
the other side of us.
Super old.
You're almost 40 now. I mean, you...
I have 4 months on you.
Yeah. It's a big 4 months.
So there's that.
Well, you are older.
Yeah.
Well, so I hope you guys enjoy these episodes that we do. Like I said, we're not going to do all just kind of, but we want to do that. Our current status is our kids are out of school, and
we found that.
We found that out today.
This afternoon.
Right, pretty much as we were getting them. Yeah. Kids are out of school. I was on the phone talking to Taylor about how some of our work is being postponed and how she's quarantined with her boyfriend, Sam, and everybody is just on, and everything is getting shut down. So...
Here You've been on the phone a lot.
I have been on the phone a lot.
Your agent.
Not a lot of them fake phone calls. Just trying to look busy.
Just like plug in an ear.
Just
like,
fake calls.
Hey.
I brought out the Bluetooth just for old time's sake. And I just put the Bluetooth in and I just go chip some golf balls in the backyard. Yesterday, this will be telling of even how much things changed in the last 24 hours. Yesterday, I texted Jason Lawhead, former front seater, and I said, hey, all our schedules are pretty open. We should go golfing next week. And then I lost all my work for the next month.
Right.
And then I said, never mind.
What's weird
batten is... down the hatches.
So we have this calendar, just a whiteboard calendar, and it's big. It's like 3 feet by 3 feet or 4 feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I had written all of your work up until this week. I had every gig that you've done, like for the travel, and it just helps for the business to have it documented and readily available.
You have it documented in about 11 different calendars, but yes, this one in particular.
This one helps me.
It's great. They all help
finances.
You for different reasons.
And then there's nothing else filled in for the whole entire year because I just... I work backwards and you work forwards, you know, I like do a cleanup crew on the business stuff. So anyways, it just looks weird.
It's crazy.
It's
Well, hopefully this will be helpful for us as well.
Yeah.
A little bit of processing. Hey, everybody. Not only is this episode brought to you by Dow Vineyards, we are actually actively enjoying some Dow wine as we do this episode. Every one of our episodes here during the Corona Chronicles, that's what we're going to do. Melissa and I, or maybe another guest, if someone's available and willing to leave the house, is going to sit here at our kitchen table and enjoy a little bit of Dow wine. You guys remember our offer from the past where you could actually go up to the state, and we know that that's not, you know, that's not possible for everyone to go up there. But, you know, we have a special offer for you backseaters because it can be hard, you know, to decide which red wine you want to drink. I don't know how you feel when we go to the wine, what's it called? The aisle?
Yeah, just like,
It's all of them.
Yeah.
It's just all the wines, every wine. And I don't know how to say a lot of them. I'm not familiar with a lot of the brands and it's a lot of guesswork. I'll tell you, full disclosure, a lot of the time I'm just doing brands that I remember from when I was a waiter at Outback Steakhouse. And I was like, oh, that was one of the more expensive ones. And I don't remember anything else. But Dow is here, everybody. Dow is here to help you take the guesswork out of picking the right red wine for you. And we have a special offer. The 2018 Dow Central Coast Pinot Noir. Absolutely great. We're drinking it right now. We love it. It's an elegant, authentic, and accessible Pinot Noir made from winemaker and proprietor Daniel Dow's favorite coastal vineyards. And our special offer to you guys, our backseaters, we're offering listeners, if you order three bottles or more of 2018 Dow Central Coast Pinot Noir, so that specific wine, when you use promo code PESO, you're going to get free shipping. It's a good deal. That makes that a really good deal for you guys. And I know folks aren't crazy about going to grocery stores and everything right now anyway, so this is all an online order. You're going to go to dowvineyards.com/don'tmakemecomeback there. Use promo code PASO. Use promo code PASO at dowvineyards.com/don'tmakemecomeback there to get free shipping on 3 bottles or more of the 2018 Dow Central Coast Pinot Noir. It's a great deal, absolutely. It's a great wine. And Melissa, you mentioned, I think there, if you order a big enough shipment, there might be an extra perk that comes along.
Yes, this is free.
free shipping and this.
And a free activity for your small children. Claire is 6 and she's spent about 2 hours decorating our Dow wine box. Yes, delivery box.
There you go.
Getting in and out of it.
Listen, and what we're looking for at-home activities right now.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Why don't you, would you mind real quick pouring me a little more of that 2018 Central Coast Pinot Noir that I'm enjoying so much that if you order 3 bottles of more at Don't Make Me Come Back There / I think I got the URL wrong that time, but you guys get it. dowvineyards.com/don'tmakemecomebackthere. Use promo code PASO for free shipping and 3 bottles or more. So that being said, we have, we opened it up some questions from you guys. For those of you that you know, wanted to you know, we said what would you what would you like us to talk about while you are at home slightly quarantined, and we're gonna ease into this. All right,
because
we've got,
you know, me, all levels me of questions.
Yeah,
clearly.
I asked you if you wanted to go to Hawaii earlier and you freaked out. This question is from Brandon Alberta on Twitter question.
Okay.
It's easy. This is like an icebreaker right here. Picture you're in youth group all of a sudden. Here we go. If you were stranded on a deserted island and could only, and could each have, okay, so we're both there.
Okay.
And we could each have 3 non-living items. What would they be and why? Okay, so we're stranded on an island. Me and you. I'm sure we're fighting.
Absolutely.
And then stop it. It's childish behavior. I'm sorry. We get 3 non-living items. So what?
So you can't have like a cow.
Yeah, no cows.
Okay.
Or you could have a dead cow.
That's true.
That's a non-living item.
Then we need
is water
salt.
Living. Is water a living thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Can
we
I
need water.
I want 1,000,000 gallon.
No. You want a water purifier.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Is there a thing? No, there's nothing that can make salt water into normal water. We would never run out of water if that were the case. Are you going to pee in it? Is that what we're doing?
No, I think it exists.
Melissa would like a magic box that can either take our urine
pond.
Or there's a pond on the island.
Okay, we need water.
But
we
I don't
need
know.
Drinking water.
Yeah, we need so much drinking water.
Yeah.
All the drinking water. Yep. An infinity, infinity amount of.
They don't show that on Lost.
No. Yeah. No, where did they drink the water
never
from Lost?
Ate
Was it
or
from
drink.
The hatch?
Ever.
No, I just remember the smoke monster
the
in the hatch. They took my son.
Walt.
Walt. I don't know. I mean, Christians will get mad if we don't say the Bible. But what they don't know is I have most of it memorized.
So, done.
So, it's written on my heart. Haven't you seen the Book of Eli? I'm carrying it with me.
I'm going to need sunscreen.
It's going to be good for your psoriasis, actually. The sun?
The salt water, sun. Great.
Yeah, it is good.
I'm being super practical. Like hiking boots.
On an island.
I don't know. You need a tarp.
A tarp. No, but you could get that from like
palms.
Trees and stuff, right? Aren't there going to be trees?
Okay. You need a weapon.
I think you need a
knife.
I think you need a blade of some type.
Yeah.
And you need like a fire starter kit. You know, something to start.
Like a Boy Scout.
Like 1,000,000 matches. I want 1,000,000. I want an infinite match. We're dead.
We need a Boy Scout.
That's what we need. A dead Boy Scout. We need a Boy Scout manual.
Yeah.
So that's what people say. They always want the manual. Okay.
I'll read it.
let me ask you this. Say we, so let's be done with this question. Say you and I land on an island, it's just me and you. Mm-hmm. This island, it's in the middle of the ocean. It does have some freshwater access and some, you know, tree and like fruit. And no wild animals.
Like predators.
No, there's nothing there to kill us.
It's quiet.
How long do we last? Both how long do you and I live and how long does our marriage last? I mean, I guess if we have food and fresh water, we'll be all right. It sounds a little bit like what we're doing right now. As a matter of fact, it sounds like we're quarantined. You know what, Brandon? I don't like this question at this point.
Yeah, it's insensitive.
If we need to build a raft to get off, how much chance do we have?
Oh, gosh. If I have to instruct you on
how
I'm going to be like, lay that tree branch over this. And
over what?
Go under.
Yeah, we would fight. I would probably let you assemble and leave on the raft without me.
As it sinks into the ocean.
No, your raft would be fine. And I would be like, I would rather, at this point, we fought so much over the assembly of this, I would rather be on this island alone without you. It's important that you and I don't do handy projects together.
Yeah.
Well, we
need
handy.
A flare.
We do need a flare.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
So, desert island packing list.
We're dead.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one is four questions.
Whoa.
And I read it to you earlier.
Yeah.
And you got overwhelmed.
Yeah. Because
they're kind of serious. This is from Dusty Miller on Twitter as well. And then
you have to understand that nobody ever asks me these kinds of questions.
And people ask me these all the time.
Yeah. And you have like,
I'm very insightful.
Candid, quick,
people want to hear
funny.
My insight all the time. I posted on Instagram earlier that we were doing this, and a lot of people asked questions. Mm-hmm. Most people made fun of my hair. And I thought about it, and I was like, my hair looks like this a lot. But then I thought...
Mm-hmm. When you're home.
When I'm home, and meaning that if I do an Instagram story, I usually put a hat on.
You usually have your hat and your glasses
on. And I also have my Corona beard, which is gross. It's so gross, but I'm just letting it go. Because what do I have to prove? I ain't got nothing to prove. Nothing. I'm just letting it grow. So here we go. Question number one. This is from Dusty Miller on Twitter. Do you have other married friends?
Oh, gosh. Rude. We have some.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely we do. Zoltan's technically still married. That's mean.
Oh.
That's so mean. That's so mean. Yes, we do.
No, we do. I'm just, you know, it's so personal.
Well, it is personal.
I feel attacked.
It sounds more attacking than it is.
But I know it's not.
I can think of a lot of friends. Attacking. I really enjoy our friends Jeremy and Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
I really like when we spend some time with them. That's fun. When the groups are together, you know, sometimes we'll see some folks. They're fun. Mm-hmm. Laura and Danny are nice. I like hanging out with Laura and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of friends out there.
Local and...
Alan and Amy.
Out of area.
Micah and Lindsay up in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Who's a great, great hang? And I know we have some friends that listen to this, so I'm trying not to alienate anybody. Adrian and Marissa, good hangs, good time. Peter and Christina.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, when you get to, I mean, Melissa's almost 40 now. When you get to our age.
We are both 35.
When we get to Melissa's age, she's, first off, very likely to get coronavirus. you know, people are busy. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're,
And also a lot of her friends get divorced and stuff, you know, like people got life on them now. Like, you do have friends that you kind of grow away. We did have a trend there for a while where people would get really close to us and then just stop being friends with us.
Oh, my gosh. When we were first married and we, like, had the time to, like, really have a bunch of couple friends. It happened like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
It was.
People kept breaking up with us.
And we still don't know why.
I don't understand it, but we did have.
I guess maybe if you're one of those couples, maybe let us know.
Could you? Yeah.
Like, maybe we, like,
there's
came
one of you
on
in,
too hard.
There's and... one of you in particular, and you have the same name. So you know, if you're listening to this, you know it's you. We were friends.
We were dropped.
We hung out all the time, and then we were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
We were out of there, man. We were dropped like a kid holding
news.
A bowling ball that was too heavy, and we used to bowl with them too. So that's that's a specific. That's happened to us a few times.
Uh huh. We're like, oh, I guess they're over us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's because that you and I
we're a lot. I don't know.
I don't think we're a lot. Actually, I think that what happens is that people realize pretty quickly that I'm projecting.
Is this a setup to a joke?
No, this is not a setup to a joke. This is a setup to something very nice.
Okay.
I think that people get a sense of when they're together that, or when we're together with them,
mm-hmm.
even if when we're enjoying one another's company.
Yeah.
I am so much more interested in you than the rest of the group. I enjoy your friendship and time with you so much more than other people that I'm only quasi interested in them. And also, you and I are so independent, and then we have became like co-independent together as a couple that mm-hmm. when people want us to do something, we're like, nah. we just kind of do those things. And so there mm-hmm. are some friends, I would say Dustin and Shadley are two cool new friends
cool
in the group.
Cool new friends.
Cool new friends in the group. They live a few counties away. not to mention Trip and Jessica, mm-hmm. also great new friends. They're that you're just like the group merges, and we're also like, hey, we have a good time here together, and then we go our separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make mm-hmm. sense? It's a complicated question. Well, us and friends is a complicated question.
And I think some of it's hard because...
Oh, Stephen and Dorothy, of course.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Some of it's hard because you come and go. And so
right.
there have to be times where we just like
physically
circle.
And emotionally, I come and go.
Yeah.
I am here and gone. I am your best friend, and then I am playing a golf
somewhere
game on
else.
My phone.
But I think you have to like circle back, especially with as a family unit, like the five of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
so
true. You know what? You and I are not a lot, but our kids are a lot.
They are. I don't know. Yeah. We got three
We have three very wild kids. We hardly discipline them.
They feed off each other.
They're wild. They're insane. They're athletic. They're mm-hmm. they will climb anything and everything. They're loud.
Mm-hmm.
They share their feelings.
They're really funny.
They're very passionate. They're very funny. They're very artistic.
Yeah.
They have no manners.
They'll ask for literally anything. The shirt off your back.
At any time. At any
like the
time.
Last lick of the ice cream
we
cone.
We were at SeaWorld because we don't care about animals the other day. We were at SeaWorld. And on the drive to SeaWorld, they'd had like 2 hours of screens in the morning. And as we're driving there, they're asking for stuff. It's like, you got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding Mary right now. Yeah, they'll ask for anything on that. So, okay, mm-hmm. that's that question. Us and friends, very complicated. Second one, have you ever done marriage counseling? No.
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, if you ever wanted to, I would say yes.
I know. I haven't.
You haven't wanted to or you haven't
Honestly,
asked?
Yeah, I haven't.
I think we got a good thing going.
Yeah, we do. We've actually never done counseling.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't want
to... We did some spotty old church counseling back in the day, but that was like... our premarital counseling was great.
Yeah.
With Gino and Rhea.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That was great.
That was just a group thing. That's not counseling.
Dumb stuff. Yeah. That's not...
But no, we did have some good like pre-married stuff with a couple that we like respected and liked.
And still do.
Yeah.
Love and care
still
for them. Yeah, Gino and Rhea are the best.
But no, I mean, we both try and work on stuff on our own.
Do you think we ever will?
And together.
That's true. We are always kind of working on ourselves in a lot of ways. And neither of us have done counseling or therapy. That we're not anti. We're very pro, as a matter of fact.
I'm always amazed when people learn good stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like my free therapy.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. Just talking to your friends and
stuff that they've processed.
Yeah, tune in to Don't Make Me Come Back there if you want to hear people talking about their therapy.
Absolutely.
So. Okay. Best and worst family vacation.
Oh, where do we begin?
Well, no, I mean,
I'm joking.
Well, let's start with the. I don't. Have we
like
had
as a family?
Let's
five,
say as our group.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it could be before we had three kids. What was the worst one? I can't think of a bad one. I mean, I can think of bad moments.
I know.
This last California road trip was great. You had to do the last leg by yourself. That was brutal.
That was a hard day, but it wasn't that bad, actually.
But it was a great vacation before that. Did we ever have ones as just me and you that were real bad? You know, for a while, your family lived in, like, a godforsaken Lancaster, California, and we would have to drive down
and
there.
And we were, like, young.
Yeah.
And we get, like, you'd get, like, 2 weeks of vacation a year.
Yeah.
And but we'd have to drive down there. We still had fun, though.
We did have fun. Yeah. I get, because you and I have fun together. And, you know, like I said to you earlier, I don't know what's going to happen, but all I can give you is love and laughs, you know? That's what I'm here for. It's so cheesy, but it gets you. It's like the cheesiest thing in the world, but it makes you emotional, so I like it. I can't think of a bad one. I can think of, have we had ones where, there's been moments.
We've,
you know what?
We've had a lot of, like, moments.
Sickness.
Uh-huh.
We've had, we had
kids.
We had puking kids a lot because we had one run of like Nevada, Arizona gigs that I was doing where it started off great. That was one of the hardest. Yeah. That might have been the worst, but it wasn't bad.
We had a lot of fun, but that was 10 days and we were going to the worst locations.
Well, it started off fine in Vegas. It was like 3 or 4 days and we stayed at the Excalibur and that was the problem, is that it started great. And then we just kept going to divier and divier casinos slash hotels in worse cities. And that was all my fault. So,
well, that was like literally like your first.
It was one of my first
travel.
It was one of my first road runs. Yeah. Runs. 10 days. Yeah. Yeah.
And our car was breaking. Yeah. Like our car was like car hanging on by a thread.
Oh man. And the car breakdowns are brutal. But that's the thing. I think that we are a family that just kind of makes the most of it. When our car broke down, we had just bought that van and we couldn't, of course, you know, the Honda wouldn't pay for the thing. And the one coming back from San Francisco.
Just, you know, you're thinking of a different breakdown.
Our cars had broken.
Different vacation.
Yeah, no. Yes. I'm moving on to the next one. Yeah. And then the five of us had to get in that Ford Fiesta and drive
on
back
the
down the grapevine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fun though. In hindsight, I mean, there's the moments
that
of stress.
That extra night was so fun because it wasn't planned.
Yeah.
And you weren't working and
what would you say is our best family vacation? Man. I would say our best couple trip was New York. That's probably undeniable.
Yeah.
New York, doing shows there. Neither of us had been to New York.
It was
really
just
great.
As magical as you think it is.
Yeah. It was perfect. 15-year anniversary. Couple of new pet names for each other. Nice trip. You got Moonlight named after you on that trip. It was a nice one. Go ahead.
Well, to just not just experience like the arts culture in New York, but to be a part of it. Like we kind of knew that about the city. We're like, we can't go there until you're performing because you're not going to,
The reason
ready.
I'm a stand-up comedian is because years ago we did a couple of nights in LA and I was like, what am I supposed to do? It has something to do with this. This is like 10 years ago at this point, 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm supposed to be on these billboards. Not specifically the billboards and not even specific comedy at that point. And
it
so
it was more of a draw, like a,
yeah,
like a pull.
It, same thing the first time we went to Vegas and I wasn't performing. I was like, I have to be a part of this. I can't be here. Now, I could go to Vegas now and not perform because I'm like an established performer in Vegas. And same with New York. I could go there now and not perform. I mean, I'm going to get a little antsy. But,
yeah.
So.
Well, you just had this desire. Yeah. You know, unfulfilled desire.
What would you say is the best family vacation? Vegas, we've done a few times at this point. We've done I love going to San Francisco. But what was it? What has been our best family vacation?
I mean, Big Bear over like the winter is awesome.
Oh yeah, the Big Bear trips are great.
The activity that it is,
yeah,
you know,
the sledding, the magic. Yeah.
And it's just
snow.
So different.
And it snowed the last couple times we've been up there, so that's been really nice. Big Bear's fun. We've never flown with all our kids. We were talking about it, but now we're supposed to go to Universal next month too, and we're like super amped and I couldn't wait to take you guys, and now the world's ending, so I don't know if that's happening.
I know.
What's been the best?
Best family vacation.
Best family vacation.
I mean, I did really have a fun time how we went up to San Francisco or in Carson City. Because we
this
just,
last one?
Yeah, because we played like tourist and
yeah, that was a good
the
one.
The kids are a little bit older, so they could like enjoy.
Yeah, we did like the tar pits.
Yeah.
ESF. We did a couple nights in LA. Yeah, that was a fun. Oh, yeah. And then we hit the one night at the in Wine Country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun.
I don't know. I have still have a lot of really good memories from
that. I can't think of a bad one, and I can think of a mostly good one. So I'm sorry. We vacation very well together as a family. So, and I really thought that this Universal was, you know, Legoland last year was a couple, was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I got no answers for you. Here's a bigger one. Last one.
Okay.
We have
this
a few
is the four left. Part.
This is the last one.
Four parter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we had the puberty talk yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I had the talk with Joel 3 years ago. Two years ago. It was when he was in Seattle.
Well, you've had multiple talks with him.
I had one main one, though.
But more like the becoming a teenager.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, yeah. I had one big, hey, do you know how babies are made? Do you know what your private parts do? Do you know? Uh-huh. And he had heard some things and he didn't. And, you know, there was a lot of like corrective stuff. And I'm not going to go, you know, he's a human being. I'm not going to go into the specifics of the conversation because that doesn't need to be aired for everybody. But
it was a couple years ago. Two or three years ago.
We were driving in a Chevy Impala that I had rented and got a free upgrade. And we were driving through Seattle and he was up there and it was like a dad and son trip. We were supposed to do another one of these 2 years, a couple days from now.
Yeah.
And, I knew we were going to have that talk. We were there. It was just the dudes and we're up and,
right around his birthday.
Yeah. It was right around his birthday and we just got into it. And I just, you know, I talked to him about where babies come from. I talked to him about what sex is. And, I talked to him about why he should avoid pornography. Those were like the big three things. We just went for it. And now, you know, Joel is much emotionally, our oldest boy, our boy is much emotionally closer to you and he brings up a lot of stuff relationally to you. He does to me now too. It's so funny. I mean, we just went and played catch there the other day. It's crazy when you just like go out and take a boy, right? You know, it could be the way with some girls too, but you know,
Gloria does that with you. She opens up.
Gloria talks to me about anything, everything all the time.
Mm-hmm. You'll be walking. We have a shed in our backyard and you'll walk out there with her to grab like merch shirts or something and she'll be pouring out her day.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, people are that way. You connect with one parent more than the other, you know?
Yeah.
But I have not talked to her. Maybe that's why Joel aren't, but you talked to her about.
I have. Yeah. And Joel's kind of come and go. I mean, you know, it's just, their rooms are next to each other. They've definitely had these conversations.
Right.
Yeah, I have. Maybe not a whole big shebang, but more like what's happening to her body.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And you were a late bloomer.
Yes. Very late. Just like your last guest.
Who was my last? Oh, Andrew Stanley. Andrew Stanley.
I was the smallest kid forever.
In history. You were the smallest kid in history.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I mean, it has to be said on the pod. My ninth grade nickname was Meatless, and I didn't find that offensive. Yeah. I was just really, really, really small.
You were a tiny little girl.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotten a little bigger 2 years later, and I came and swept you off your tiny little feet. Okay, everybody. If you have more questions, again, we're happy to do this. Like I said, we plan on doing this for 5 days this week. And if you guys are liking it, numbers look good, and it seems worth, we'll do it again the next week. All right. So send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com or send me DMs at Dustin Nickerson or tweet me at Dustin Nickerson, whatever it is. Guys, we appreciate you guys so much for being a part of the podcast. Stay safe out there. Be healthy, everybody.
Yes.
Make good decisions and may God have mercy on us all. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody. L-E-T-E-F-E-C-H!
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.